Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special. And also, each week I insert something different, something that's not a commercial recording, and I call those things wombats. And I will find a wombat for this show. We're going to start off with a song from 1956, and it became a hit, and it stayed on the hit parade at number one for 11 weeks. It was called Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley. And this record did something almost impossible. Two songs on one disc, both going to number one. This side is Don't Be Cruel, where Elvis slows things down just enough to show what he really could do. And the other side was Hound Dog, which also went to number one. And I'll play that in a show in the future. Here's Elvis Presley.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
That was Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley. Next up is The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger. Lisa is a fiddler and a singer and was on two different camps I went to. She was one of the performers. I got to talk to her a little bit. Just a delightful person. And in this song, she doesn't bow the fiddle, she plucks it. And it gives a wonderful impact, I think. This is The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger.
As I roved out one evening down by the riverside, looking all around me, an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were her cheeks, and yellow was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold my Irish girl did wear. The first time that I saw my love, I was sick and feeling bad. All that I could ask of her was that she might tie my head. I asked her if one as bad as me could ever mind again. For love is a sore disorder, did you ever feel pain? Let the wind rainbow high and low, boys of the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My love shall not come near me for all the moan I make, neither will she pity me though my poor heart should break. But if I were of noble blood and she of low degree, she'd hear my lamentation and come and pity me. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys with the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My only love is fairer than the lilies that do grow. She has a voice that's clearer than any wind that blows. She's the promise of this country, like Venus in the air. So let her go wherever she will, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, if the seas run mountains high. It is a seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. And if I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. If I were a linnet, I'd sing my love to rest. But if I were some nightingale, I'd sing till the morning came. For once I loved an Irish girl, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by.
You just heard The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger. Next up comes something a little different from what I usually play. This is a large group of people, a large chorus, Brigham Young University singers and their orchestra, and they're doing a traditional hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. I happen to like the melody to this a lot, but this arrangement, it's just, I find it enchanting. The female voices start off first and are just great. Then there's an instrumental part. Then the male voices come in, and they're equally great in an entirely different way. So I hope you enjoy choral music, because here comes a big dose. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing by Brigham Young University Choir.
See you.
That was the Brigham Young University Choir singing Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Now comes something very different. This is also a hymn. It's Amazing Grace, one of my favorite hymns. But instead of a huge choir, you have just two voices here. And instead of a full orchestra, you have a banjo, a fiddle, a bass, and a guitar. There may be some other instruments in there, but these are the ones that I hear clearly. Especially the banjo, which I love. So this is Amazing Grace by Calvin Wilson Road.
That taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. just did that grace appear? The hour
I first believed. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
That was Amazing Grace by Calvin Wilson Road. Next up is The Sound of Silence. This was one of Simon and Garfunkel's biggest hits, and Paul Simon wrote the song, and it was released in 1964. This version is by a group called Life in 3D, and the word sound of silence is kind of an oxymoron. It's an impossible, sort of like a Zen koan. What is the sound of silence? This song, this version, Life in 3D, takes it into another dimension, makes it even a little more mystical than it is in the Simon and Garfunkel album. So this is the sound of silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a streetlamp. I turn my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And
in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might. But my words, like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the waves of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sun.
That was The Sound of Silence by Life in 3D. Well, we're going back to roots again here. Here's a bluegrass thing called Reuben's Train, and the group performing it is the Foghorn String Band, and they get it on here. This is a barn burner. They just plunge into this thing, and it rocks. This is Reuben's Train.
That's Chris. That's Sammy. Nadine. That's Reed. I'm Caleb. Thank you all so much.
That was Rubin's Train, performed by the Foghorn String Band. Next up is the song Riders on the Storm. And this version is done by a project called Playing for Change. The original version was by The Doors, released in 1971. And to give you some idea of how this Playing for Change puts together a collaborative remake of a song, two of the performers, the guitar player Robbie Krieger and drums John Densmore, were in the original Doors group that made the hit. But the vocals on this version are by Taj Mahal, and the guitar is by another famous guitar player, Keith Richards. So this group, Playing for Change, puts together different artists and combines them to get something like you're going to hear now. It's a little longer than I usually play, but I think it's great stuff, and I'm going to play the whole thing. This is Riders on the Storm.
Thank you. house were born. Into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan, riders on the storm.
That was Riders on the Storm, put together by Playing for Change. Next up is Station Break. Tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. And each week I play songs I think are going to reach out and grab some of you some of the time. And also I stick in things that are not commercial recordings, jokes, stories, something I've done. And I call those things Wombats. And it's Wombat time. I'm going to play for you a recording I made. This is me singing a traditional gospel kind of song. My God, he is a rock. And you will hear in the background my friends, the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus, joining in as they learn the song. So this is My God, He is a Rock.
My God, he is a rock in a weary land, weary land, weary land. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm. Come, let me tell you about chapter one. The good Lord's work was just begun. Come, let me tell you about chapter two. The good Lord wrote the Bible through. Stop, yeah. Let me tell you about chapter three. The good Lord died on Calvary. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, weary land, weary land. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, weary land, weary land. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm. Stop, let me tell you about chapter four. The good Lord went among the poor. Stop, let me tell you about chapter five. The Lord God made the dead to come alive. Stop, let me tell you about chapter six. He went to Jerusalem and healed the sick. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, weary land, well, a weary land. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, weary land, what weary land. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm. Stop, let me tell you about chapter 7. The good Lord died and went to heaven. Stop, let me tell you about chapter 8. I saw him through the pearly gates. Stop, let me tell you about chapter 9. The good Lord turned the water into wine. Stop, let me tell you about chapter 10. Thank God my Lord is a-coming again. My God, he is a-rock in a weary land, weary land, weary land. My God, he is a-rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, weary land, weary land. My God, he is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm.
That was My God, he is a rock, sung by Harry Baya and the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. Next up is a piece I know very little about. It's called Strange Surreal Scenes Flying High. All I know is I like the music.
I let go. Weightless in the sky, no more asking why. Fading into blue, nothing left to lose. Flying high above it all.
That was Strange Surreal Scenes Flying High. Next up is a friend of mine, Alice Backer playing violin. Mrs. Jameson is the name of the tune, at a campers concert with the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus. And if you listen closely, you'll hear them humming along as they pick up the tune Alice is playing. That was Mrs. Jameson, played by Alice Backer. Next up is one of my favorite country music songs. It's I'll Be True to You by the Oak Ridge Boys. And it's just dripping with poignancy for me. I'll let you get the story. I'll Be True to You.
They met up on the blue moon, and they parted on a cloudy day. They were so in love and out of school, but he was going so far, far away. She said, I'll be true to you, even though you don't want me to, and I'll be blue for you, even though you've asked me not to. Well, the years drifted by them, as we all know they can. found other women, but she refused other men. But as fate would have it, they met again. She was on a downhill slide, he was just sliding in. As he looked into her eyes that night, he never realized the only real love in his life was passing by. When he turned and left her there, his words, goodbye. He heard her calling out to him, and as he walked, she cried. I've been true to you. Seems like speaking to me is the least that you could do. And I've been blue for you. Even though you've asked me not to. She'd been drinking way too hard one night. She'd been drinking way too long. Alone and pale in a cheap hotel, she died there in the dawn. Kneeling by her grave, oh so late and oh so wrong. He longed to hold her close again, crying on and on. He cried, I'll be true to you. After all that I have put you through, I'll be blue for you. Though you never even asked me to.
That was I'll Be True to You by the Oak Ridge Boys. The next song is a country classic, The Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff. The song is a 19th century folk song about the railroad that ran Chicago, Rock Island, Pacific, and it was recorded first in 1929 by the Carters, for one of the first, and then in 1936, Roy Acuff made this recording. It's one of fewer than 40 singles who have ever sold over 10 million copies worldwide. So this is The Wabash Cannonball.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of glowing mountain to the south fell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandies, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
That was The Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff. And the last show, last song on the show today is Why Didn't I Think of That by Doug Stone. And I guess it's kind of one of my favorites because I have lived this experience. Why didn't I think of that?
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her and calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't I think of that by Doug Stone? That was the last song on the show today. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I come to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry University. And now it's time to close the show. I want you to join me. Are you ready? This is your chance. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.